The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good Sunday morning, people all over the world. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, it is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Mike Wilson. Get at us in many ways, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, he's Pigskin Opinion, I'm Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And then check out the website, it's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Lots going on in the sports world, as we know, a full docket of NCAA football to talk about, a lot of NFL to talk about, a little wrap-up of the World Series and Major League Baseball, and then obviously NBA basketball going in full throttle. Mike, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Dorf. I'm doing good. Just, hey, you know, I always say I like chaos in college football, and we certainly got that yesterday, man, with Penn State and you know, all that stuff going down, Ohio State getting their butt kicked all over the field by the Hawkeyes yesterday. So I'm in a pretty good mood with all the chaos.
Yeah, a pretty amazing day, obviously, on Saturday. Just an incredible weekend. It's always incredible when you think about upsets and teams that are supposed to win and teams that are supposed to lose. But ultimately, man, the plays are made out on the field, and that's what happened on Saturday with those guys. Penn State go down, Ohio State go down. But a lot to get into. He is Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com, as well as the Dorf on Sports radio team. I would be Andy Dorf. You're hanging out, obviously, on the Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us. Like I said, 1-800-878-7529, or hit us up on Twitter. He's Pigskin Opinion. I'm Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And then, obviously, check out that website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. We'll be right back. We're going to get into it on the other side, talking all kinds of sports here on the program. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sport.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Anchor.fm is a great new platform that has some of the coolest audio on the planet. You'll find Rick Tittle's Comedy Spotlight and his interviews with all of today's biggest comedians, plus the best in politics, music, and more. Anchor has it all. And if you want to get in on the action, you can start your own station and be the DJ you've always dreamed of. If you're looking to launch a podcast, Anchor is the easiest way to begin. And with so many ways to interact with your listeners, you'll be destined for greatness. So check out the Comedy Spotlight and more at Anchor.fm.
Seager getting into the box. Morton working from the first base side of the rubber. Astros lead 5-1. Pitch on the way. Ground ball right side into the shift to his left. Altuve has it in short right. Throws to first. And the Astros are 2017 World Series champions. For the first time ever, the Astros are baseball's best.
Well, it took them 56 seasons, but they got it done in dramatic fashion. Game 7 on the road at Dodger Stadium, and the Astros prevail. World Series champions.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Obviously, a little highlight from the World Series. Houston Astros do get it done over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Not too broken up about it, to be honest with you, people. Look, Houston Astros deserve to win that. They just were the team that wanted it more, if you ask me. Anyways, welcome back, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Mike Wilson. Get at us many different ways, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. He is Pigskin Opinion. I'm Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And then you can always check out the website, dorfonsportsradio.com. Guys like Mike do write articles, good articles at that, so check them out. Again, dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, Mike, so let me get your thoughts. We really haven't talked much about the World Series, you and I, and we will have our professor of sports, John Poulter, join us in about 10 or 12 minutes to get more in detail on this. But just real quickly, your thoughts about what you saw. The Houston Astros getting it done in 7 games on the road. Never been a Game 7 at Dodger Stadium. Just so many different storylines we can go down. But ultimately, at the end of the day, Astros got it done, man. And it was very, very impressive.
Yeah, it was very impressive. And, you know, it was one of those World Series where it was a pretty good series all around, I thought. I mean, it was entertaining. I mean, they had that one game where there was five home runs in the same game on each team. And so from that standpoint, it was entertaining. But I do agree with you, Dorf, that the Astros just wanted it more. I mean, Game 7, you could tell that they were playing fast and loose. And they jumped right out on them. I mean, the first couple of the first couple of batters, boom, they're right on base, doubles here, RBI there, and they struck first blood, and they never looked back from there. And I think the Dodgers played in Game 7 with a bit of pressure on them. I mean, to me, the Dodgers had all the pressure. Game 7, in their building, their fans, the whole thing, you know, that whole aspect of it. The Astros just said, hey, we're here, and we're here to play. And like I said, they played fast and loose. And, you know, they took the series. They're the team that wanted it more.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, look, bottom line is Altuve. Verlander.
That's right.
Just so many guys that just went out there and performed for the Astros. And ultimately, man, just a very good team effort. Whereas, you know, the bats of the Dodgers weren't going. And again, we'll get a little more in depth and detail on this with John Poulter, our professor of sports, on the other side. But just giving it a couple quick thoughts, they just wanted it more. That's what I saw. That's what you saw. And ultimately, they played harder. So they deserve to win. Let's get into some of the college football action that did happen. Because like I said, we're going to talk to John Poulter, our professor of sports, in a few minutes, and we'll get his take and his skinny on the whole Major League Baseball in general, because I kind of want to ask him some other questions as well, you know, like who he was surprised at, who he wasn't surprised at. But we'll start with the World Series with him, and then we'll take it from there. Georgia looked pretty solid once again, Mike. 24-10, they win over South Carolina. They're the number one team in the country, at least right now. As we know, in the first polls, they got the number one. Alabama got the number two. Notre Dame got the number three. And Clemson got the number four. And they escaped getting by NC State, who was trekking down, trying to make that a ball game, obviously, in the second half. And they did. They made it a good football game. Notre Dame gets past Wake Forest, 48-37. Alabama, same score as Georgia, 24-10. Kind of interesting. Number one and number two doing exactly the same thing, Mike.
Yeah, they are doing exactly the same thing. And I don't think the rankings are going to change much on Tuesday. I mean, if anything, maybe Oklahoma leapfrogs Clemson, a switch at four. But I mean, at this point, once again, it's only the second. You know, it's only going to be the second ranking that comes out. So, you know, everybody needs to kind of hold their collective breath a little bit for like another week or so. But Georgia, you know, hey, what can you say? I mean, they're a good all-around football team in all three phases. They beat a quality opponent. I mean, South Carolina wasn't coming into the game like it, you know, 3-5. They're coming into the game at 6-2. So they got another quality win. You put that with the Notre Dame win earlier in the year. You know, I can see the playoff committee still sticking with Georgia as number one. Alabama, Bama is what Bama is, man. I mean, they just dominate whoever they play. And, you know, LSU has, you know, kind of been their little brother the last few years. And they continue to show that yesterday. And Notre Dame, hey, they impressed me yesterday with their play. Now, I think they lost their running back, you know, about halfway through the game. And that's going to be a telling tale in the coming weeks. You know, if he comes back from the concussion that he reportedly, you know, suffered. But really, like I said, the only switch that I could foresee coming would be Oklahoma going to four and Clemson going to five. That's it, really.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. And Notre Dame, Brandon Wimbush, the guy is starting to come around. He passes for a career high 280 yards, ran for a couple touchdowns. So, look, this kid is improving week in and week out. So I think that's pretty special, pretty important for Notre Dame and obviously their run for a national title. You know, and you may have a point, but Oklahoma's defense looked pretty awful against Oklahoma State. They gave up 52 points. I know they scored 62 themselves, but ultimately, man, that defense, a lot of holes in that Oklahoma defense, yeah. Mike.
Yeah, no, I hear you there. But, man, that game was fun to watch, though. Holy smokes. I mean, that had plenty of offense. Now, you know, when you get into these Big 12 games nowadays, it's almost like a track meet. And defense kind of be damned kind of thing. But, you know, in the end, Oklahoma made the plays to pull the game out in Bedlam. So, you know, what can you say? And then who saw the Iowa game going the way it did? I didn't. No, there's no way. And if people said, you know, the only people that are going to say that are going to be Hawkeye fans this morning that they saw that. But, you know, Ohio State looked average.
Holy smokes, they looked
average yesterday. And then, you know, the whole craziness with the weather and all that stuff with the Michigan State, Penn State game, you know, and then, you know, I don't know if you saw at the end, I think Saquon Barkley wasn't going to shake hands and his coach just came racing off the field and like, hey, you get back in there, you shake hands. You know, I know it's a tough loss, but you know, you still got to man up and give it to the victor. But, you know, just a lot of chaos yesterday in TCU. Let's not forget about them. Don't forget about the Horned Frogs, even though they're sitting at eight, and your Wisconsin Badgers. Yeah, the Badgers. You know, right now I don't think they're getting the respect that they deserve. So we'll see if those Badgers can, you know, get a little bit more respect in this coming week.
you were throwing on your Wisconsin accent there. I love it. But here's the deal. Let me hit on a couple things that you touched on. Look, man, Baker Mayfield had another spectacular day. The guy throws for 598 yards, five touchdowns. This Nathan Stanley kid, very efficient, 226 yards. He had the five touchdowns for Iowa. So that's why they won. Saquon Barkley, man, I know why he was pissed off, Mike. The guy ran 14 times for 63 yards. That's not a Saquon Barkley type day. So I can understand him being a little bit upset. Brian Lewerke from Michigan State, that kid went off, threw for 400 yards and a couple touchdowns. So the bottom line is there were people that went out there and performed very well under certain situations, and you got to give credit where credit is due. Penn State didn't have enough to get by Michigan State, who all of a sudden has cracked into the top 25. They're playing pretty well. And then the Badgers, man, let me hit them real fast. Look, all they got to do is win out, man. If they win out, they're going to the title game or the national title hunt. They're going to be in that Final Four. So all those people that are down and upset about Wisconsin, Bucky going, oh, they're going to get screwed. They always get screwed. No, they control their own destiny. Win out, and you're going to be in the national title hunt. You're going to be in that Final Four. That's the way I see it. Go ahead, man.
Let me tell you really quick on Wisconsin, just R-E-L-A-X. You know,
exactly. Like, good call.
You know what I'm
good
saying?
Call.
Yeah. Go ahead.
We got to take a quick pause for the cause, obviously, but we'll be right back with our professor of sports, John Poulter, to talk about everything baseball and maybe even a little bit more. We'll maybe throw some hockey in there. So keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Mike Wilson. We'll be right back, everybody.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
3-2 to Springer. Shot into left center field. Back at the wall. It's gone. Springer stays hot. And it's 5-0 Houston here in the second.
Traded over here because of the Sanchez success.
Here's a ground ball right side. Could do it. The Houston Astros are world champions for the first time in franchise history.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
What do I thought?
Yeah.
We lost, didn't we?
All right, everybody. Welcome back. He is Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com, as well as the Dorf on Sports radio team. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Thoughts and opinions, people, they're encouraged, they're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. He's Pigskin Opinion. I'm Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And then obviously check out that website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Springer MVP, he hits that home run. Tommy Lasorda. Pretty good stuff when you think about it, Mike Wilson. And now we're going to bring on our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, to talk about this and other things as well. Good morning, John. How are you, my friend?
Morning, Andy. Good morning, Mike. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you?
Can't complain. We're talking sports. We're doing what we love. But we haven't spoke to you since the World Series has finished, and obviously it was an amazing World Series, more so for the Houston Astros. Houston does not have a problem. L.A. does. But with that being said, I truly think that the Astros deserve to win this thing, John. They just seem to be the more hungry team, the more passionate team, the team that absolutely just wanted it more than the L.A. Dodgers. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I can't disagree. Quite frankly, I thought after Game 6 on Tuesday night that the Dodgers were right back in it and we were looking for a real interesting close game on Wednesday night. But when I see what the Dodgers came up with on Wednesday night, I have to think that they gave everything they had and the last ounce of energy they had on Tuesday night because they were terribly flat on Wednesday. Perhaps the most disappointing game of the series in terms of how long it was close. It was pretty much over by the end of the second inning when it was 5-0, and it was just a question then of how quickly could the Astros record the remaining outs that they needed to get to the 27 that's needed to win a ball game. But great World Series. I found it very interesting, very exciting as an individual who's not tied to either team. I can't imagine how somebody's stress levels would have gone up if they were a fan of either of those two teams, because lots of action, lots of good, exciting baseball, and lots of back and forth. Really, there was, other than the last game, there was no game that was really that decisive until late in the game.
Yeah, no, I'd have to agree, John. And once again, it's nice to talk to you. What are the holes that the Dodgers need to fill? I mean, clearly they have talent, but I mean, there was something that just seemed it was missing from their lineup, from their pitching staff in this series a little bit.
I'm not sure, Mike. That's an excellent question. I thought the Dodgers had what they needed to win it this year. Certainly that run they went on in the summertime when they won, I think, about 42 out of 50, something along those lines. They looked like a complete team. They were dominating teams, not only in terms of wins, but in terms of run differential. They were winning by big scores. Then they went through that nasty spell at the end of August, the beginning of September, which almost sort of evened them out. I think at one point they lost 20 of 25, and that's a pretty quick way to erode a 42-8 spell. I don't know what the issue is. You know, all the guys said the right things, including Kershaw, that it was the best team that he'd ever been on, the best chemistry that he'd ever seen on a Dodger team. But to your point, there's clearly something missing here, and I'm not really sure what it is. And quite frankly, I don't think Dodger management does either, because they seem perplexed by the fact that they lost this series.
Did the Dodgers manager, like, overthink this? I mean, I know they're big on analytics in Los Angeles. Did that play a part in terms of the decision-making and maybe the poor decision-making in some of these games?
I thought it did to some extent, Mike. The Dodger pitching model has been built, at least this season, on a starter only seeing a lineup twice, on the theory that the third time through the lineup, the hitter's averages go up, but the pitcher's effectiveness goes down. And that's fine if you've got a whole slew of relievers that you can rotate through there. But when you're bringing in the same relievers in a seven-game stretch in a 10-day period against the same team, teams are going to pick up on those weaknesses with all the video and pre-scouting and analytics and so on and so forth. And one of the local analysts in Toronto made an excellent point when he said that the whole concept of this was to have a starter go through the batting order twice, which is 18 at-bats. But Brendan Morrow pitched so much during the series that he faced more than 18 batters. So that sort of defeats the whole purpose of this Dodger model. So to your question, short answer is yes, I think he did overmanage it.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You know, I'm going to echo that a little bit and say, look, here's what makes those guys so dynamic, and it goes for everybody's bullpen, to be honest with you, the fact that you don't see them that often. And when you're in a series like this with all hands on deck every single game, you know what? All that stuff gets thrown out the window, and it becomes like, can you beat this guy over and over, or is this guy going to get the edge on you? And you know what? In the beginning, the pitchers have the advantage. As things go on, then the batters start to have the advantage. And we saw it in every single series along the way. Just certain teams didn't have their bats going, and that's exactly what happened with the Dodgers, if you ask me. The pitchers on the Astros were getting the job done a lot better than the pitchers on the Dodgers. And look, you can say whatever you want, analytics, this or that and the other. At a certain point, it's one guy up against another guy, and they got to step up and they got to make something happen, or that pitcher's going to win that duel. So it's that simple, if you ask me, John.
Yeah, it's a very similar situation to the number of times you see a 10, 11, 12 pitch at bat. How many times do you see an at-bat that lasts that long where the hitter eventually ends up getting on base because he's seen everything the pitcher has in that at-bat two and three times? So it becomes predictable. You kind of know what's coming. You kind of know what's not coming because it hasn't been successful. I think this is much the same thing on perhaps a bigger scale.
Yeah, no, I agree. Listen, let me ask you some things just in general on Major League Baseball, since we've only got about 4 minutes left here, maybe a little less. Just in general, what did you think of the season overall? What were some of the things that stood out to you? Because to me, it was strikes and home runs. Strikeouts and home runs was kind of the theme for me all season long. What was your theme?
Well, I think you're right. We all know about the home run records that were broken both in the regular season and the postseason, and specifically in the World Series. One of the things that sort of jumped out at me was the fact that out of 30 teams, only 12 teams played 500 baseball, five in the American League, which was all of the postseason teams, and seven in the National League. So you got 12 teams out of 30 that are playing 500 or better. That shows me that the gap between the haves and the have-nots is widening, perhaps a little wider than it should be. If I was Major League Baseball, I think I'd be a little bit concerned about that. I think they would like to see it back to the point where there are, you know, 15 teams or 12, somewhere between 12 and 15 teams that are in contention, as opposed to this terrible split that we've got now. We had eight teams that won 90 games, three of those won 100. Funnily enough, given that wide gap we have between the haves and the have-nots, we didn't have a team that lost 100 games this year, which is also an interesting statistic when you look at it, because on one side it looks top-heavy, on the other side it doesn't.
That's
John,
interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. And, you know, I'm going to ask you a question for the benefit of my own son, who's a big Red Sox fan. He just wants to know, what the heck do they have to do to get back to, you know, the playoffs and the World Series?
Well, if you watch the Red Sox during the regular season, you'd think that they were already there. But
yeah.
Once again, they had that postseason collapse in the first round. Obviously, the finger was pointed at manager John Farrell. Whether Alex Cora does any better or not is another story. I think they've got a hole at first base that they probably need to fill, and they need to keep their pitching a little bit healthier. They thought they had a super staff, but they had so many injuries on that pitching staff this year that I think that just killed them. And, of course, David Price didn't live up to his billing either. So I think Boston has to get stronger in terms of pitching. I think they have to get a little bit better chemistry. Perhaps they don't have the right mix of players, and unless we're in that clubhouse, we don't know that, of course. But look for the Red Sox to go out and spend some money. That seems to always be the answer to what they believe the answer is to their problems. I suspect when we see free agency start tomorrow at 5 Eastern, we're going to see the Red Sox first in line with their checkbook with a number of players.
Hey, John, as always, you know how much we appreciate you taking time out with us on Sundays on the program. Have a wonderful day, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Take care.
All right, take care.
John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down what's going on, obviously, from the World Series. And then we got into some other things a little bit. So good stuff there, as always. Anyways, we do need to take a quick pause for the cause. I know that. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. He's Pigskin Opinion. I'm Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out that website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. When we get back, we're going to maybe talk some NBA. So keep it close, everybody. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. We'll be right back, everybody.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy, but at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah,
too bad.
All right, everybody. That is too bad if you're listening to us. Nope, just kidding. It's actually great if you're listening to us. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with my good friend Mike Wilson. Obviously, get at us. He is Pigskin Opinion. I'm Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Those are all our Twitter handles. Check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And then call us, 1-800-878-7529. All right, Mike. So let's get into some NBA basketball, because we don't really talk much NBA basketball when you really think about it, but a little bit of time to do it here on the program. I know you're a big Boston Celtic fan, and they have absolutely turned it around. Started out the season a little bit lackluster. You have Hayward go down, obviously, right away. Not a good sign. But ever since then, they've been pretty darn good, and maybe even after the second game of the year, because they lost that one as well. But seven straight for the Boston Celtics now. Surprising, the Detroit Pistons are right there with them. Orlando Magic are behind them. The Raptors behind them. Philadelphia 76ers behind them. It's pretty amazing, because you haven't heard me say Cleveland yet, have you?
You haven't. Yeah, you have not mentioned the defending Eastern Conference champs one bit. But you know, look, we're ten games in. We gotta pump the brakes a little bit, but I'm not gonna pump the brakes on my Celtics. There's no way I'm pumping the brakes on my Celtics. Kyrie, I mean, you know this. I was a little hesitant about when the rumors came up that Boston was trying to get him. But right now, Kyrie is worth every dime that he is getting paid. He is leading a team right now. And with Hayward down, he's showing some leadership on that team, and I think the chemistry is starting to come around for that for the C's as well.
All right, so now let's kick it over to the Western Conference, and let me throw these at you. Ready? Houston Rockets 7-3, Golden State Warriors 7-3, Minnesota T-Wolves 6-3, Memphis Grizzlies 6-3. Clippers 5-3, Utah Jazz 5-4, Portland 5-4. Haven't heard me mention San Antonio. Haven't heard me mention Oklahoma City. I mean, you know, these are teams that we expect to be there. It's interesting what we're seeing right now. I guess my point in saying the standings at this point, Mike, is the fact that the NFL is very similar in the sense of, you know, you had a few teams that were kind of creeping up there, and now things are starting, as we've hit the middle of the season, to kind of take form as to the way that we thought we would. But right now, man, the NBA is upside down, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, you know, you got Golden State 7-3. Most people expected them to be like 9-1, 10-0 at this point, because they're Golden State. I mean, they got four guys that are in the top 20, 25 players in the league right now. Houston, that doesn't shock me. That doesn't shock me at all. I people would say, ask me the last few weeks, who's going to be better, OKC or Houston? I'm like, Houston. Houston's going to be better in the long run. To me, OKC just doesn't have anybody can hit a consistent three, and the NBA is all about who can hit the three ball. And you know, each one of those guys from three-point land to me is streaky at best. Paul George is probably the best out of them. But when you look at Minnesota, they're balling, dude. I mean, you and I have to go see them when they come to town. That's going to be a fun team to see how they develop with all those young guys. And then Jimmy Butler. And then I keep forgetting his name that they picked up from the Clippers. That's the shooter. You know who I'm talking about. But
Crawford?
You know, Crawford, yes. Jamal Crawford. I think that was a key pickup for them. He provides some outside shooting. We've seen Portland. You know, Portland has some athletes. They got arguably one of the best backcourts in the league. So, you know, the West is, to me, the West is exactly what I kind of thought it would be a little bit. But, what's up with Cleveland? What do you think? What's up with Cleveland, big boy?
Look, I think Cleveland will be just fine. At the end of the day, man, you know, you do have LeBron James.
Exactly.
You have the best player in all the world on that team, and guys will figure it out. So I think we're always a little bit quick to judge things. But on that note, let me ask you a little bit about this, because you and I were both very down about this Phoenix Suns team, which you and I get to see on a very frequent basis, whether we're at the games or whether we're watching them on TV, because that's our team that we get to see. So I'm impressed with what Triano has done with these guys. He's gotten 4 wins out of this team, 5 losses now, and we know that they started out 0-3. Yes. So actually under Triano, they have a winning record. And truth be told, there's a big difference, man, and it's attitude, if you ask me. Attitude and effort is what I'm seeing out of this Phoenix Suns team right now.
Yeah. Now, you know, what has changed, and you just said it, since Eric Bledsoe and Earl Watson left? Attitude, effort. You know, they're still sitting at 4-5, below 500, but you see the effort, you see the desire to win, the desire to, you know, to play. Because when you and I saw them against Portland, holy smokes, there was nothing. From the coaching staff to the players, there was nothing there. And to see what Triano's done in the past couple weeks has absolutely been great to see. Now, is Phoenix a playoff team? No, they're not there yet. They're too young. They're too inexperienced for my liking for the playoffs. And plus, they're in the West. You know, the West is just brutal. But to see the change in attitude, like you said, has been great to see.
Are you looking at anybody right now? I know you. I know Tatum is your guy, but as far as rookies, who's had the biggest impact so far? What do you think of this Lonzo Ball kid, DeAndre Fox? Like, who's made the biggest impact so far?
I'm going to be a little biased here. I'm going to say Tatum because he's in a situation where he doesn't necessarily have to lead the team. You know, he can come in, he can try and blend in, he can rebound a little bit and get the rebounds and play defense and score, you know, score when he gets the chance. Lonzo, you know, I mean, we have a shot. He has a shot that's just so ugly to watch. So being a consistent scorer, he's not going to be that. DeAndre Fox, he's in Sacramento. I mean, you can just leave it at that, right? You know, right now I really do think that it's Tatum's to lose for rookie of the year. You know, but I mean, look, we're what, 3 weeks in, 2.5 weeks in, there's a lot that can change. There's a lot that can happen. So, you know, I'll back off and kind of pump the brakes on him being rookie of the year. But so far he's been the guy that stood out to me.
And the thing I don't like about Lonzo Ball is the fact that this guy can only, if you really watch his game, if you break him down, he moves to the left and he takes every shot moving to his left. He basically cannot get a shot off going right because he has to push it up from his chest. And ultimately that's going to create an opportunity for most people that are defending him as he's moving to the right to either block that shot, alter that shot, or make it just so difficult that he won't even be able to get that shot off. So there's a lot of things that Lonzo Ball needs to work on with his game right now. And you know what? His dad should do the thing which what he should have done a long time ago, which is just zip it, man. Don't say anything because guys are going to pick up on your son's weaknesses and they're going to abuse that cat. Seriously, abuse him, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, with all the talent in the NBA, it's best on best, right? You know, and when your dad is pulling the stuff that Lonzo's dad is doing, it doesn't do his son any good at all. But let me, hey, 2 words for you. I don't know how I forgot about this. Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons right now is playing some really, really good basketball, and they got him running the point. You got another Magic Johnson type 6'9" guy that can handle and shoot and pass. And, you know, he's coming off that injury from last year. Ben Simmons, watch out for him.
No, I agree. And, you know, when you talk about him, and the reason why you forgot about him is because he was actually a rookie last year, but he sat the whole season out.
Exactly.
So now he is eligible to be the rookie of the year this year. And obviously with the injury to Markelle Fultz, that opens up things for him to obviously be more involved, bringing the ball up the floor and things along those lines. But I've been very impressed with Ben Simmons myself, man. The guy's impressive. He handles himself like a man out there. So I do like what Philadelphia has. I don't necessarily think that they're a team to be reckoned with right now. Right now, Boston playing really well together. And I think that the thing that surprises me about that, in all honesty, Mike, is it's come together pretty quickly for them. So at some point, they're going to go through a spell as well.
Yep.
I think they're just a little bit ahead of everybody right now at this point. But truth be told, I think that these standings are going to be like, let's say we look at them in 2 or 3 weeks from now. I would have to think that Cleveland finds themselves a lot closer to the top. The Milwaukee Bucks find themselves closer to the top.
Yep.
The Wizards find themselves closer to the top. So those are teams that I really think should be a little bit closer to the top when push comes to shove. And again, you're hanging out on Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. We like thoughts. We like opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Go ahead, Mike. Sorry about that.
Let me ask you this about Golden State. Okay. Are they the most hated team in the country?
Oh, by far. Absolutely. And I think, you know, good reason for that. They're likable out there, obviously, in the Bay Area. You know, who's not going to like them because they got great chances to win titles. But truth be told, I think around the league, absolutely, man. When you see the Golden State Warriors coming to your town, that's a game you want to go to. That's a game you want to win because they have created this so-called super team, which allegedly LeBron James is the guy that created this whole thing, at least as far as our buddy Green likes to think out there in Golden State. But Draymond I'm talking about, obviously. But look, the bottom line is, I think that there's a definite mark on their back every single time you have them come into the arena. You absolutely want to just beat the living daylights out of that team. And by the way, again, we pretty much do this anyway, but all our number two is going to be NFL preview. And obviously we'd like to welcome SB Nation Radio for picking us up for our number two as well. So we're really excited about that. So you can obviously catch us on SB Nation Radio as well as sportsbyline.com. You can always check us out there. Mike Wilson, man, I love talking sports with you, brother, and I'm excited to get into some NFL talk on the other side with you, man. I really am.
No, absolutely. You know, I'm part of the SB Nation slew of writers being at PacificTakes.com and their Pac-12 affiliate. So, this is great having SB Nation be a part of the show.
Yeah, no, I'm excited, and it obviously gives you a bigger forum, too, as well. Like you said, you are the PacificTakes.com guy, but all is part of the SB Nation Radio, their whole situation. You're involved with that. So glad that you are doing the show with me when I think about it, because now this makes this all even that much better. Anyways, our number one is in the books almost. We're going to be back to wrap this thing up on the other side. But like I said, get ready, get locked and loaded. Our number two, all NFL football. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Mike Wilson. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause.
They fly it out to Joe. He'll take that shot, kicks, fires, and fakes it home!
KD trying to get a rhythm. Kevin to Curry for three!
Look at that.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour of Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com, as well as the Dorf on Sports radio team. A lot going on in the sports world, Mike, as you know, man. Just crazy stuff. And like we said, next hour, we're going to be talking all NFL football. We do want to thank SB Nation Radio for picking us up. Obviously, it's going to be fun. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, Pigskin Opinion for Mike Wilson. Again, for me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online, and then you can always check out that website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, man, oh, man, football, bro. Sunday action, you just can't beat NFL football, can you, bro?
No, you can't beat it at all. I mean, from your Packers trying to just kind of hold on until Aaron comes back to Garoppolo going to the Niners. You got Zeke and all his troubles. You got my Dolphins trading away the best running back that they've had in a number of years, you know, trying to find their way. I mean, there's just a ton of and let's not forget about the Eagles. You know, they're playing some good football. Wentz, you can put Wentz in the MVP talk, so you know, there's a lot of good stuff going on.
Absolutely, a ton of good stuff. I agree, man. You hit on a bunch of things there, big time. Garoppolo, now a 49er. The Cardinals are going to have to deal with him. The Philadelphia Eagles, like you said, the hottest team in all of football. The team you didn't mention was the New Orleans Saints, who's right behind them, and a very hot football team as well. So you're right, man. So much to talk about. Deshaun Watson not being on the field anymore. Great football game he had against Seattle. He and Russell Wilson. So you're right, man, just so much to get into. No Aaron Rodgers. They're hanging on for dear life. They're 4-3, but an opportunity on Monday night to take care of Detroit. So we'll see how it all shakes out. But hour number one is in the books. That means hour number two on the horizon. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Mike Wilson. We'll be right back, everybody.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
I wanted to make sure there was no rigging in the process. I'm on the Rules and Bylaws Committee. I found no evidence. None whatsoever.
Former Democratic National Committee Chairwoman Donna Brazile saying she's found no evidence the 2016 presidential primaries were rigged against former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Brazile says she found a memorandum that prevented the DNC from running its own operations.
The only thing I found, which I said, I found the cancer, but I'm not killing the patient, was this memorandum that prevented the DNC from running its own operation.
New York City Marathon is underway. Security is tight as 51,000 runners and 2.5 million spectators are in the area. Thousands of officers are standing by following last week's terror attack in Manhattan. Governor Andrew Cuomo called it a precautionary move and added that the NYPD does not have any information that points to any issues. This is USA Radio News.
So, are you starting to think about the perfect gift? Well, I found the perfect gift idea that checks all the boxes. Price, value, easy, and awesome. No kidding. If I got this, I'd faint. It's the Ovation Hair Holiday Gift Set. 7 best-selling hair products in one gorgeous gift box. You'll love the powerful cell therapy treatment proven to give you thicker, stronger, longer, healthier hair. Intensive repair hair mask to deeply hydrate and revitalize dry, damaged hair. The Luxe Shampoo for a luxurious, foaming deep shine. And your choice of shampoo and conditioner. Everything you need, and I love, for amazing, vibrant, healthy hair. Guaranteed. And specially priced to save you almost 60%. Works for me. No wonder it sells out every year. Get this for every single friend and family member on your list. Go to ovationhair.com and get a new customer discount on top of the nearly 60% savings when you select USA Radio at checkout. ovationhair.com.
Senator Dianne Feinstein wants Attorney General Jeff Sessions to return to the Senate Judiciary Committee. The California Democrat tells CNN's State of the Union Sessions should clarify his testimony that he is unaware of contacts between the Trump campaign and Russia.
There are a lot of excuses one can make, but at this stage, he's got to narrow his recollections. And when he comes before the committee again, he has to be precise and it has to be accurate.
Last week, Trump campaign aide George Papadopoulos pled guilty to lying to the FBI about his contacts with a Kremlin-linked professor who claimed to have had dirt on Hillary Clinton. Kroger is going to sell its own clothing line for the family as it competes with Amazon-owned Whole Foods. The nation's largest supermarket chain says it'll launch an apparel brand next fall. The brand will first roll out at Fred Meyer and Kroger Marketplace stores, totaling 300 locations nationwide. Kroger describes the clothing line as, quote, modern, playful, and simple for children, teens, and adults with a focus on activewear. Kroger is aiming to drive more shoppers to its stores as competition heats up among supermarkets. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Drinking coffee could help stave off death from chronic kidney disease. With more on a new study, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
It's according to a new study just released out of Portugal, which looked at 2,300 Americans who have kidney disease, and it finds those who drank the most caffeine cut their risk of premature death by 24%. Now, just why isn't clear, and researchers say it does merit further study. The findings are going to be presented in detail this upcoming week at the American Society of Nephrology's annual meeting in New Orleans. I'm Chris Barnes.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that tech companies like Facebook, Twitter, and Google could help the U.S. fight back against Russian disinformation on social media.
What we ought to do with regard to the Russians is retaliate, seriously retaliate against the Russians. These tech firms could be helpful in giving us a way to do that.
Speaking on the Hugh Hewitt Show on MSNBC Saturday, the Kentucky Republican said he was still skeptical, however, of efforts to monitor and control political ads that appear online. Lawyers with top tech firms appeared on Capitol Hill last week to discuss what more could be done to counter Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. McConnell said that those firms should be more interested in cooperating with law enforcement than they seem to have been so far.
I'm a little skeptical of these disclosure-type proposals that are floating around, which it strikes me would mostly penalize American citizens.
I'm Ron Taylor, USA Radio News.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome in. I am Andy Dorf on Sports. He's Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com. Obviously got to welcome in SB Nation Radio, SportsByline.com. Everywhere you're listening to us, we want thoughts. We want opinions. We want to hear from you about what's going on in the NFL. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, Pigskin Opinion for Mike Wilson, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. Man, oh man, Mike, so much to talk about in the NFL, brother. We've got guys that have been moved, like Jimmy Garoppolo. Jay Ajayi has been moved. Other guys have been moved all over, and obviously it's another great week of NFL action, my friend.
Oh, it's always good when Sunday rolls around, Dorf. You know that. I mean, shoot, like you said, it's you just have so much going on, and there's so much to talk about in so little time. So we got to get rolling with this for our SB Nation fans, man.
Absolutely, man. And obviously, as we know, a full docket of football games to go through. Just amazing games when you think about it. And obviously at this time of the year, bro, they start to mean something, and you got to start getting those W's, and you got to separate yourself from the other guys. So we'll get into it a lot on the other side. Obviously, thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged, man. We want to hear from you. 1-800-878-7529. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf on Sports. We're going to get you through. We're talking NFL, so keep it close, everybody. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life. And there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes. Victory is in the skies. A season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field. Time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
Here comes the blitz. Pass away and it's picked. Look out. Here they go. Jimmy Smith weaves it to the end zone. A second pick six.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. I am Andy Dorf on Sports. He is Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com, as well as the Dorf on Sports radio team, as you know, talking all NFL this hour, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit me up at Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Always check out that website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Obviously, I want to thank those people listening to us on SB Nation Radio. We'd love to hear from you, too, by the way, 1-800-878-7529. Mike, I'm just going to run through the games real quick, and then I want to talk to you about some of the moves that have happened in the NFL, because obviously trade deadline came and went, and some people have up and left and gone other places. Ravens play the Titans today. Buccaneers and the Saints play, and like I said, the Saints are pretty hot. The Buccaneers are not very hot. Rams play the Giants. That's an interesting one. Broncos at the Eagles. Falcons and the Panthers, that's another good ball game. Important in that division, obviously. Bengals and Jaguars, Colts and Texans, Cardinals play the 49ers, who just acquired one of those guys that we're talking about in trades, Jimmy Garoppolo. Redskins, Seahawks, they picked up an offensive lineman, the Seahawks did, so they try to help themselves out, obviously, moving forward. Chiefs, Cowboys, Cowboys have the issues with Ezekiel Elliott to deal with on and off the field, as we know. He is either on or off the field weekly, daily, who knows what it is, but seems like more often than not we're talking about what's going on with Ezekiel Elliott off the field. The Raiders play the Dolphins, and they've been very interesting this year, by the way, the Raiders, man. When Derek Carr's in there, they're really good. When Derek Carr's not in there, they're not so good. And even when Derek Carr's in there last week, maybe not so good. But obviously the Monday Nighter, Lions and the Packers in Lambeau, or at Lambeau, I should say, in Green Bay, Wisconsin. But truth be told, man, another great week of NFL action for us. But a lot of guys that were on the move, and I did mention Jimmy G, Jimmy Garoppolo going to the 49ers. What's your take on that, Mike?
Well, you know, with Jimmy G, it's one of those things where it's almost like he's been anointed like the next great one, even though he has had very, very little, film on him and starts and all that thing. So for me with Jimmy Garoppolo, I mean, I don't doubt that he's good, but I don't know. I'm not buying the Kool-Aid, drinking the Kool-Aid that he's like the godsend that everybody makes him out to be at this point, just because he doesn't have the experience at the most important position in football. And so until he shows me that he can do that on a consistent basis and with a team that's not the New England Patriots and the talent that they got, I'll hold a reservation on him just a little bit.
Well, and they definitely don't have that talent there in San Francisco for him to work with right away. So, look, I think you got to look at this as it was a good move for the 49ers because their quarterback situation is horrendous. So,
just putrid.
So ultimately, I think it was a good move for them for sure. What do they have to lose? They're 0-8. Jimmy Garoppolo, if you ask me, they just couldn't hold them back anymore in New England, man. I mean, there comes a time and a point in everyone's career where if you do have it, you got to get a shot to use it. This is the shot. And by the way, with that being said, how awesome was the move for New England as well? Because they get themselves like a 32, 33, 34th pick in the next draft. So it's basically like a first-round pick for a guy like this who there isn't much tape on, like you said. So ultimately, I think the 49ers won. I also think that the New England Patriots won, Mike, on this one.
Yeah, I mean, anything with the Patriots, I mean, if there's a few things that we know about Belichick, and one of them is he values picks. Okay, and he values picks when he can get them, but he's not also, you know, he's not afraid to trade guys that may have some talent, may have some hidden talent, and roll the dice on that. So, you know, we'll see how it plays out. But I'm with you in terms of the win-win for both teams. I mean, the Niners needed something. I mean, that, geez, man, that quarterback situation was just horrendous. And there, like you said, there comes a time when you gotta prove yourself. You either got it or you don't. And this is Garoppolo's time right now. And let's see if he makes the best of it.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's a great way to put it. Let's talk about the Eagles acquiring Jay Ajayi. I mean, can you think of a better move for them at this point when you really think about it? They got LeGarrette Blount to hold it down around the goal line. Now you bring this guy in, a guy that can potentially break runs, make a big impact on the running game. Carson Wentz, as you alluded to earlier a little bit in hour number one, that, look, this guy is really coming on. And now you add a running back, another weapon for this guy. He's got Zach Ertz as his tight end. He's got Jeffries as his wide receiver, a bunch of wide receivers, to be honest with you. A solid offensive line, a defensive line that gets after the quarterback. I'm sorry, but I really like the Philadelphia Eagles, and I really like them a lot more now that they bring in Jay Ajayi. But the truth about him is a little bit banged up, but a new situation. There's going to be a little bit of life and a little bit of energy in that tank for him, I'm sure, Mike.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be plenty of juice in those legs to prove himself up there in Philly. I mean, what can you say about Carson Wentz? I mean, Carson Wentz is just – he's balling out right now. And I think the change in coaches up in Philly, you bring in the new guy and Peterson. Yeah. He's kind of a quarterback whisperer. And he's done wonders for Wentz right now. And like you said, you got, holy smokes, you got Ajayi, you got Ertz, you got all sorts of talent around him, but the best talent that he has is that offensive line. You know, that your quarterback's only going to be as good as your offensive line. And so, you know, Wentz is the recipient of what they got going in Philly on the O-line right now.
Absolutely. No, it's a good situation for Carson Wentz. Peterson has done a great job with him, to be honest with you. Just incredible. Yeah. He's made great progressions. And he wasn't bad, to be honest with you, in his first season. Listening to Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf on Sports. We obviously want to welcome in SB Nation Radio. We do like hearing thoughts and opinions from people. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. Pigskin Opinion from Mike, Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online for myself. Always check out that website as well, DorfOnSportsRadio.com, because we have all kinds of articles. Mike writes them on there for me. Other people write them as well. So always good stuff to hear. What move do you think is the most impactful, Mike? Like, whose move that was made there at the deadline seems to be the most impactful? And are you surprised that some teams didn't make a move, maybe?
You know, well, I mean, salary cap and all that kind of stuff kind of dictates what you do. So you know, I was kind of surprised with the Dolphins, you know, that they made the trade and with Philly, and they gave him Ajayi. That kind of stood out to me. The Garoppolo thing didn't really shock me in terms of the Patriots trading them to somebody. I mean, I didn't see the Niners coming in at all or anything like that, but just trading him. You know, I was a little shocked that Arizona didn't make a move. Arizona's in that spot where you either start proving what you got or you just get ready for the draft coming up in April. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's just, you know, we live in Phoenix, so we deal with what the Cardinals do on a daily and weekly basis. So I was a little surprised that they didn't make the move. But the one thing that I do want to say is, man, I felt so bad for Deshaun Watson in the middle of the week. I mean,
look, very, very unfortunate, right? The guy's not even in a contact drill. Guy gets hit or you know, running around, and he's made such an impact. You know, like, I mean, 19 touchdowns in his first 7 games, setting a record. Just beautiful stuff from Deshaun Watson. And they're going to miss him because Savage is not the kind of guy he is. And
No. You
could see the magic that he had with that team. I know we got the music going, and we got to take a quick pause for the cause. So keep it close, everybody. You are listening to Dorf on Sports. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Keep it close. We'll be right back.
Shotgun snap for Deshaun Watson. Single back right, Lamar Miller. Tight end wing right, too wide near right. Tight end false motion by Ryan Griffin. From the 1 yard line, design keep to the near right. Cut it back upfield. End zone touchdown, Deshaun Watson.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you are age 85 or younger,
Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Well, I think what we have here is a case where Jimmy Garoppolo was going to be a free agent after the season. His contract was going to be up. And New England had made efforts to sign him, re-sign him. And I think the more they talked, the more they recognized that it was going to be too difficult to re-sign him. And so rather than have him walk away after the season ends, they decided to make the move now and to trade him for a second-round draft pick. Now, had he left, they could have gotten a compensatory draft pick. It would have been a high pick, but that also would limit their flexibility in free agency with the players they could or could not bring in. So they looked around the league, and the way it was explained to me is the Patriots and 49ers began talking this morning.
Started this morning.
Now, the contract talks with Jimmy Garoppolo have been going on since the spring, but it became increasingly obvious over time that they were not going to be able to keep him. They had hoped to keep him. They had hoped to keep him on board. It wasn't as if this team has lost faith in Jimmy Garoppolo or decided to go in a different direction. I think that they recognized that basically the horse was going to be out of the barn after this season.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. You can't let that horse out of the barn without getting some for him, and that's exactly what Billy Boy, Bill Belichick, and the New England Patriots did for one Jimmy G, sending him to San Francisco for that second-round pick, 32, 33, 34, whatever it is. It's basically like a first-round pick, and just another genius move from one Bill Belichick. And like I said, I think they both win, man. It's a win-win. 49ers get something out of it, and so do the New England Patriots. Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com, Andy Dorf on Sports right here. Obviously, I want to welcome in people listening on SB Nation Radio. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Get at us. Pigskin Opinion from Mike Wilson, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. And Mike, let's jump out to those phones. And by the way, I want to thank Adam Schefter for that, obviously courtesy of ESPN, listening to him break down the Jimmy G deal going to the San Francisco 49ers. We got Richard. Richard, you got the Dorf man. You got Mike Wilson. What's on your mind, man?
Well, let's say I guess I'm one of those that's listening on that SB Nation.
Very good. Anyway, appreciate it, man.
But when it comes to that Jimmy Garoppolo, they won't miss a beat. The New England Patriots are just a team. I mean, I've been watching the NFL for many years, and I've never seen anything like the last year or two what's been going on with the Patriots and Bill Belichick. And let's see. They lost Gronk last year, didn't miss a beat, won the Super Bowl. It's just amazing. I've never seen a team like it. Usually you can always depend on certain players you can see every week with the New England Patriots, except for Tom Brady. You have no idea who's going to be in there. I think he must just go down the street someplace and just say, hey, pick something out of the bar and say, hey, you want to play this week? That's what it looks like.
Yeah. Pretty amazing stuff, Richard, when you really think about how good Bill Belichick is at just plugging people in to his system, to be honest with you. And they pull another one, man. I'm sorry, but I think this was a good move for them and obviously a good move for the 49ers. They don't have a quarterback, so if you can bring anybody in there, it's going to be better than what you got. And the upside on Jimmy G, with what everybody thinks about him, is all good. It's all great when you think about it. So not enough tape, like my partner Mike Wilson said. I don't think there's enough tape and enough knowledge really on him at this point. But that's, you know what, that's part of the success of Bill Belichick getting rid of him right now and knowing, look, man, this is the time to pull the trigger. Let's get rid of this guy. Let's give him an opportunity, and let's give us an opportunity to better ourselves in the draft next year. So I think it's a win-win, man. I really do.
Yeah, you just wonder why the 49ers have lost so much that they're just not competitive. I mean, when I think of the 49ers, I guess I just think of the old days with Bill Walsh and Jerry Rice and Taylor and all those players are running. I can't think of who the running back was, but they really had a dominant team winning the Super Bowls that they did. Now that team has just gone into the dumpster. And I was trying to, you can't compare them to the Cleveland Browns because they've never been any good. And I think when I heard with the Cleveland Browns, just one other thing I just wanted to ask you when it comes to the Cleveland Browns, if I could just fall back to them. I was listening to the postgame show last week where they have Hugh Jackson, the coach, on there. And one of the things he said was, Jimmy Haslam, the owner, supports me, thinks I'm doing a good job, thinks I can turn the team around. And when I heard that, I called into the show and I said, that's the problem with the Cleveland Browns, Jimmy Haslam. When you got the owner thinking that he's going to turn the team around, that's where the problem is. I don't know if I'm right or not. I'd just like to know from maybe somebody like you. They didn't think I was right, but they say, give him a chance. You know, you can't get rid of these coaches like we do every 2 years. You got to give him a chance. The guy is 1-24. How much more of a chance do you need to give him?
I agree with you. Hey, Richard, where are you listening to us at, by the way, again? Where are you calling from?
Wheeling, West Virginia.
Oh, nice. But so check this out, man. I don't know if you knew this, and I want to let Mike jump in on the conversation too. And we really appreciate you listening to us, obviously, on SB Nation Radio. And we love the thoughts and we love the opinions from you. But let me throw this at you, man. Do you realize that the Cleveland Browns messed up a trade at the deadline there? I mean, in all honesty, you can't make this stuff up, to be honest with you. Mike, you know about that. They were trying to acquire McCarron, right? And for some reason, they botched the trade deal. They never let the league office know early enough that they were going to make this deal, and they wound up putting it in, you know, a couple few minutes after the deadline. All they had to do was let them know before, and I guarantee you that they let them let the deal go. But the Cleveland Browns know how to mess everything up, is my point, Richard. They're lucky to win a football game each and every year. It's pretty amazing when you think about it. And when you really think about that, Mike, how do you guys keep their job when you're a Cleveland Brown in any capacity? So just amazing stuff. Mike, jump in, please, brother.
I would say, you know, you always have to wonder with Cleveland, like, just like who's running the show, like what's going on, what's the thinking behind some of their decisions, and this latest decision, you know, with AJ McCarron just kind of sums it up for me. It is a complete dumpster fire out there in Cleveland, and you just wonder, what is Haslam doing? Keep your fingerprints off of this. Yeah, you own the team. Okay, yeah, we get it. Let the football people do what football people do. But
Richard, are those even football people at this point? I think that, yeah, you got to question everything, man.
Well, that's the thing that I was going to next. I'm like, well, who's doing the hiring here? Who's thinking that these people are good football people when your record is exactly what your record is right now over the course of this year and, oh, I don't know, millennia with the Cleveland Browns? You know,
hey, Richard.
I mean, yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Richard, give us a take, man.
Take on what? Cleveland Browns?
Yeah.
I just, like I said, you're using the word dumpster fire. I don't know where that came from. But it's just like, I just look and I believe it's always the top man that is the one that's the turd in the punch bowl. They're not, I don't know. That's just what interests me when they were talking about these are the people that do the game on their, what do you call them? It's a post-game show. They're people from the team part of the team that do the post-game show, and they just told me, you need to let the coach do his job. You can't just fire the coach every year. You got to keep him around. But when you're 1-24, and you ought to hear what they say in the post-game. He says the same thing all the time. People call in and ask about something. He says, I got to look at the replay and see what's going on, and we're working hard. and we're playing, or I'm proud of this team or what they're doing. Oh, I get so sick of hearing that. And he's just, that's just what they say, and people are just, they're just annoyed by what's happening. It just seems like when you're 1-24, you just need, something needs to change. You can't keep something going like that. And I say even next year, I don't think they'll win another game this year, and they probably won't win one next year with him as a head coach.
Hey, great call, great takes, Richard. We appreciate your thoughts and your opinions, man. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. That's what we want. 1-800-878-7529. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, talking NFL football, everything NFL this hour, obviously. And thank SB Nation Radio for picking us up. We do appreciate that. So get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Mike, let's start going through some of the games. As we know, we want to preview as many games as we possibly can, and we'll get through all of them before we get out of here, because we take you right up to the games. Ravens playing the Titans. Real quickly, let's jump in on this one fast. Ravens have been up and down, bro. I really can't explain them, to be honest with you. They're all over the place. And the Titans, I'll be honest with you, I think they're a little bit more down than up as far as I'm concerned. And I know we're going to be up against it here real quickly. So just a quick take, and we'll get more into it on the other side, Mike.
No, I couldn't agree more with both your takes on both these teams. A little schizophrenic for me. So I'm going to take Tennessee at home just because they're at home, and they play better at home.
All right. So we'll break it down a little bit more. Like I said, on the other side, we got to take a quick pause for the cause, and we'll get a little more in depth and detail in this game and all the games, to be honest with you. So keep it close. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, Dorf on Sports. We're talking all NFL on this hour. We love talking NFL. So keep it close. It is NFL preview show here on Dorf on Sports. Keep it close, everybody.
Until Black Friday for a great deal on the floor you want, get a deal now and get it done before the holidays at Lumber Liquidators. Get Wood Look waterproof floors up to 46% off. All water-resistant laminate is 10 to 29% off. Get all Quick Click engineered hardwood on sale and all easy-to-install bamboo on sale. More from 59 cents plus special financing and professional installation. Get a deal now and get it done before the holidays at your local Lumber Liquidators and LumberLiquidators.com.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Walgreens has good news for everyone who uses Medicare Part B for diabetes testing supplies. We've got your back, or in this case, your test strips. Walgreens accepts Medicare assignment and full coverage supplemental insurance, so you'll pay as low as $0 out of pocket, which is the same as mail order. Pick up the medications you rely on and save on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
Prescott is under center. Three tight ends. Four-man defensive line for Arizona. The snap, the spin, the fake handoff, the drop back of seven. He's flushed. He's chased. He runs on the numbers. He cocks his arm. He throws a long pass down the middle of the end zone. Leaping, two-handed, falling down, catch, touchdown! Bryce Butler, touchdown! How did he grab it? Leaping high, bringing it down as Prescott was running for his life. 37-yard touchdown throw.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, Dorf on Sports, all NFL this hour as we're talking NFL preview games. We're looking at each and every game. If we can get through them, we're going to love it. But if we can't, because we got too many phone calls, that's okay, man. 1-800-878-7529. Get at us there. Get at us on Twitter. Pigskin Opinion for Mike Wilson. Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for the Dorf Man. You can always check out that website as well. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. Mike, we're going to continue going out to the phones, and we'll hook up with Brett in Dallas, I believe. So he wants to talk some Dallas Cowboys. I don't know how they keep this Ezekiel Elliott guy on the field. It's pretty amazing. Maybe Brett can figure it out for us, but welcome to the show, Brett. Mike Wilson, I'm Andy Dorf. What's on your mind, man?
Well, first of all, I'm a longtime Dallas Cowboys fan, you know, do or die, but what I'm wondering is at what point do you have to sit back and say, hey, it is a business decision to help my team. Do I need to go ahead and take the suspension? Because look, I get it. If you didn't do it, you want to fight tooth and nail because you're afraid of your reputation being tarnished, fine. But at this point, the whole thing has become a joke. And the only thing anybody cares about right now is what's going on in the courts and is he going to be suspended, is he not? I don't think there's any kind of reputation to be tarnished anymore. It's all about what's happening in the courts now. So we need to take the suspension probably, so that he can be helping us down the road if we make it in the playoffs or at the end of the season when we're trying to make a wild card.
Yeah, no, I think you got a great point, Brett. And I think that the ultimate decision would have been just get out for the first six games of the year like he should have. And right now he'd be playing meaningful football. But as it goes, week in and week out, you're going to have to wonder if Ezekiel Elliott's going to be playing for the Dallas Cowboys. So I think that that's tough in the locker room. I think that's tough on the psyche of this football team. And the truth is with Jerry Jones going after Goodell, the way he's going after him, that there's more trouble in Big D than there's good, man. So as being a longtime fan, are you a little bit worried about what's going on with your Dallas Cowboys, man?
Well, I think you always have to worry about what's going on with the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, they're always going to be right there in the headlines. There's going to be distractions. If it's not, you know, a domestic violence type of thing, it's going to be a drug thing or whatever it is. You know, ever since Jerry gave up on Randy Moss, he now likes to go try to find that troubled guy that's going to be the next big thing. And I really think it has to do with letting go Randy Moss, not going out and getting him.
That's the good point, man. You know, and by the way, there's a guy out there right now that nobody's talking about, Megatron. I mean, that guy could still be playing.
Yeah.
And the truth is sooner or later, I think his juices are going to get flowing, and he's going to want to get back in the action. Mike, jump in, man. Talk to our buddy Brett in Dallas.
No, I absolutely agree with Brett. I mean, and I've been saying this from the beginning, and I think I even talked with you a little bit about this, you know, taking the suspension. Sit out the first six games, then you have the rest of the season to help your team down the stretch through the playoffs to get to the Super Bowl where all the Cowboy fans want their team. Like, I don't understand, and I get it, just like Brett does, that you know, if you didn't do it, you fight tooth and nail to it. But now you're getting to that point where if he gets suspended, now we're talking, you know, you're talking games possibly that could reach into the playoffs. And when he is, you know, Ezekiel is so important to that offense and so important to that team that, you know, him missing would be a great detriment to that team down the stretch.
Well, and I also think, Brett, when you have this guy in and out of the lineup the way that they do, it's really tough for the Dallas Cowboys to be preparing each and every week, because at one moment you're preparing without Ezekiel Elliott, and then the next moment you got him back in the lineup. So this has got to be tough on everybody that's in that locker room, wouldn't you think, Brett?
Yeah, the only thing that kind of may be a silver lining on that is that the teams we're playing against, the defenses we're playing against, also have to take that in consideration. So if they've been getting ready for Alfred Morris, maybe they're not stacking the box as much, and now all of a sudden they've got to get ready for Zeke Elliott.
It's a good point. I mean, do you like the Cowboys at home today against the Chiefs? So that's a pretty important game. You know, they're falling behind those Philadelphia Eagles, who are playing exceptionally well. They make that trade for Jay Ajayi. They bring him in now. They got LeGarrette Blount around the goal line. They got this guy to run the ball, obviously, from 20 to 20. And that defensive line is getting after people. That offensive line is protecting Carson Wentz. How important of a game is the Chiefs playing at Dallas, Arlington, Texas, AT&T Stadium today, man?
Well, it's really important. I mean, I think with what we're bringing out on the field, I mean, everybody knows we have a soft defense, but with what we're bringing out there and with, you know, Alex Smith's kind of high-percentage throws type of things, I think we have a good chance as long as the offense never lets the foot off the throttle. They've got to keep going. They've got the tools. But they got to keep going. And some of these conservative plays that get called, or some of these overly aggressive plays that get called in random times from Linehan, just kind of blow my mind. You know, when there's times it seems like when, hey, you think you got a four down territory and you're going to run the ball, because it's, you know, first and five at the goal line, and he'll throw a fade. So, you know, I think you still got a second year quarterback. You got to remember that. So if you're doing a run-pass option, you as a coach, you don't need to do that. You need to take the ball, take it in control of your hands when the game's on the line as an offensive coordinator, and not call a run-pass option to your second-year sophomore quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, look, and I think you got to be a little concerned about guys like Travis Kelce coming in there having a big day. We know that this guy is just unbelievable at the tight end spot. Kareem Hunt, that guy can run the football. I think that the Kansas City Chiefs are definitely a team to be reckoned with, and this is a big game. Dallas Cowboys need to win, man. Are you going to the football game today, man?
No, I'm not. I'll be watching it at home.
Probably better idea, man. Just chaotic and chaos. But, look, we appreciate your call, man. Really appreciate it. You can always check me out later tonight. I do the post-game show starting at 10 p.m. Pacific time, obviously, and today. This is the debut of the NFL preview here when we're welcoming in SB Nation Radio. So appreciate your call today, Brett.
Thanks.
Have a good day, man. Good stuff, man. We like thoughts. We like opinions. If you didn't know that, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can get at us, Pigskin Opinion from Mike Wilson. You can obviously get at me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online on the Twitter. But, man, oh, man, a lot of good games when you think about it. We did talk a little bit about that Chiefs-Cowboy game. What's the one game you can't miss today, Mike Wilson?
It could be that Kansas City Dallas game, really, you know, because of just a lot on the line between both teams. I mean, Kansas City has been struggling as of late a little bit. They've kind of come back to the pack a little bit. Dallas, you know, we just got done talking with Brett about all the issues that they have with Zeke. And just trying to find some consistency, you know what? And surprisingly enough, that Arizona San Francisco game, that Arizona San Francisco game, for all the Bird Gang fans down here in Phoenix, that's a big game, because you know, Arizona needs to keep pace with the Rams, and the Rams have a big game today in New York. I can see the Rams going up there and just spanking them. And kind of sending a little bit of a message to the rest of the NFC West. The other games that I kind of look at, the Carolina-Atlanta game. That's a big game.
That's my game right there. I think that that's a huge game. You know, you got Cam Newton, who has been struggling all season long. I don't know if it's the shoulder. I don't know if it's he doesn't trust guys. They get rid of Calvin Benjamin. Now that I think about it, he's now a Buffalo Bill, right? So that's one less target for him. Matty Ice hasn't been the same guy either. So
yeah,
he shows up. I mean, in all honesty, that's a intriguing matchup for me if I really think about it. To be honest with you, that's a good one. I also like the matchup of the Redskins and the Seahawks. You know, the Seahawks seem to be a team that has kind of figured things out in the last couple few weeks offensively. They seem to be moving the ball pretty sharply down the field. And that drive that Russell put together there, you know, at the end of the game against the Texans was just unbelievable when you think about it. And then he hits Jimmy Graham a couple times for, you know, a couple touchdowns that day. It seems like that relationship that hasn't been so great over the years, all of a sudden he's finding that guy. And it makes things a little easier when you use your tight end, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, the quarterback's best friend is always the tight end. And when you got Jimmy Graham as your tight end, I mean, you got a great best friend in that. The question that I'm always going to have until the end of the year with the Seahawks, does their offensive line figure it out? Because Russell Wilson's been running for his life all season long. And he had to make some plays out of the pocket last week to get the victory. So if that O-line can hold up against Washington, we'll see what happens. But, that'll be a good game. But that Carolina-Atlanta game, that's a big game. I agree.
All right, let's keep it going. We got another caller. We got Mitch, I believe, in Santa Monica. All NFL preview show here. Obviously, the first debut of this here with SB Nation Radio. So appreciate whoever's catching us on SB Nation Radio. Again, 1-800-878-7529. Real quickly, Mitch, we got a couple minutes for you here before the break. What's on your mind, NFL, brother?
I just wanted to check in. I'm not in Santa Monica. I'm here in Berkeley. Went to the Cal game yesterday. One more win for Cal and they're in. Sorry I've blown the vibe on the NFL talk here, but I told you I'd call in from Berkeley and say hello. So
hey, appreciate it. But hey, as you know, man, it is a big day in the NFL. I know you're living that college life with your son, but that's cool. I mean, I love it. But big week
hey,
in the NFL,
Badger,
man.
Too.
Let's talk a little NFL, man. Give me some NFL thoughts.
Some NFL thoughts. I'm looking forward to Monday night to seeing what the Packers have done with Brett Hundley. I think the Eagles are for real and the Broncos are not. And we can see
good.
How injuries have taken their toll on teams and how quickly things can change in the NFL with when marquee players go down. And the Giants are just such a disappointment. I don't think there's one team that stands out. Although, as I've said it before, I'll take the Patriots any day, anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, no, the Patriots are awesome, man. We know that. And, you know, what'd you think of that move, man? They get rid of Jimmy G, but they wind up getting themselves a very high second-round draft pick. Pretty smart, right?
Yes, very smart. I know some of those guys that are involved with that. And you know what? Good move on good. You know what? That's the smart guys know how to retool and when to retool. And that's why they are the consistent franchise that they are. They have the right people making the right decisions, unlike the Chicago Bears, let's say, or someone, you know, or other teams that just don't make silly moves. So,
hey, Mitch, we're up against it, man. Totally appreciate you checking in with us from Berkeley. You know what, brother? Enjoy the college life, man. Live it up, my man. Live it up, okay?
Hey,
have a great day, bro.
You think Wisconsin's going to make a move up this week? What the hell was that?
Oh, they will, man, they will. He's got that Wisconsin Badger love, too.
Yeah,
man.
He does, yeah.
He had to bring in the Packers a little bit. Obviously, Monday night is a big one for him. They got Detroit coming, and Brett Hundley going to get his first opportunity at, like, really running a team. So we'll see how that all shapes up. But we're going to be back to wrap up this hour. We'll give our final takes about what we think on the NFL's action. So keep it close. It's always interesting to hear what Mike Wilson Wilson's got to say. And interesting to hear what I got to say, too, to be honest with you. So keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, Dorf on Sports, Weekend Edition. And this is the NFL Preview. So keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
He's going deep in the middle of the field. Torrey Smith. And Torrey Smith is in for an Eagles touchdown.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports, the NFL preview show. Obviously, stick around for Pat Olson covering the college football scene on the College Football Insiders next. And then you can always catch me later tonight, 10 p.m. Pacific time, as I do the NFL Rewind here on Sports Overnight America. So obviously, you want to check me out later there. But obviously, I want to thank Sports Nation Radio for SB Nation Radio for picking us up. Obviously, we enjoyed having a couple thoughts and opinions from you people listening to us there at 1-800-878-7529. But as always, Mike Wilson, it is parting shot time, my friend. What's on your mind, brother?
Parting shot time is just, how does Dallas react to all this stuff with Zeke? I mean, how is the psyche of the team going into a big game with Kansas City at home today? That's what I'm looking at.
All right, man. And I'm looking at obviously a few different things. And most importantly for me, I'm going to let people know right now, I'm a huge Green Bay Packer fan. So I want to see how Brett Hundley does with running this offense after having a bye week and getting a little bit more comfortable with those starters and figuring things out a little bit. I'm also interested to see how Jay Ajayi does with this Philadelphia Eagle team, to be honest with you, because I think that that was kind of the one piece that they were missing. Darren Sproles goes down for them. They wind up having a guy like that being given to them or traded for, I should say, and they didn't have to give up too much for him. I like the move for the Philadelphia Eagles. I really think it makes them a serious player when you talk about moving forward in the postseason. But injuries do play a major factor, as we've seen throughout the year so far, so we'll see how it all shakes out. But obviously, for Mike, for Scott on the other side of the glass, got to say thanks, peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports. Keep it close, everybody. Stick around.